Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in Mid-Missouri. I'm Ryan Levy. Personal Energy Transportation International, or PET, began building transportation devices for people with leg disabilities in a Columbia garage back in 1994. This year, the international organization surpassed 50,000 devices built. KBIA's Jeremy Schmetterer caught up with the man who built the first PETs in his garage more than 20 years ago.
With the help of a mid-sized warehouse and an assortment of power tools, Columbia volunteers provide people around the world an opportunity many of us take for granted day to day: mobility.
To see people who've been crawling on the ground, some of them 40 and 45 years, and see them get up and get on one of these PETs, looking people in the eye and not looking at their shoelaces, it gives them a whole new life. It gives their family a whole new life.
Mel West is a pastor and an anti-poverty activist. In 1994, he met Larry Hills, a Methodist missionary who told him about polio and landmine survivors he was helping aid in Zaire, Africa.
As we parted, he said, Mel, I need one more thing, a three-wheeled, hand-crank, sturdily built wheelchair with hauling capacity that'll go on those rough trails and roads over in Zaire.
The success of these models led to the founding of the Personal Energy Transportation, or PET, project in Columbia. 21 years and 25 more national affiliate workshops later, PET International has reached an exciting milestone this year.
We've done 50,000 of them now, and that's a bunch of people.
3 years ago, Gary Moreau took over as director of PET Columbia for the now 91-year-old West. Moreau says that today, PETs can be found in more than 100 countries worldwide, with their largest presence in Africa and Central America.
We're working on this special load right now that's going to go to India, which is going to be all the small version, which is appropriate for children. So there's going to be 270 children in India that are going to get PETs for the first time and have some mobility.
PETs are all assembled by volunteers, and West says many of the parts and materials used to build PETs are donated as well.
One of our best parts of PET is we have volunteers who make these parts in their home garages, in their home shops, all over the Midwest, and send them to us at no cost. So it's an amazing project, and to realize that it all started in my garage, it makes me think very highly of that garage.
Moreau says 50,000 PETs built nationwide is an exciting milestone. However, there is still much work to be done.
The world estimate is 20 million to 30 million people actually crawl on the ground based on some type of disability. So our target this year will be 1,500 PETs built in Columbia, and we're on target for that.
West has done work with all sorts of nonprofit organizations in his lifetime, but says nothing quite compares to the PET project.
Life is not measured by what we receive. It's measured by what we give.
Jeremy Schmetterer, KBIA News.
To learn more about the history of PET International, please visit our website at kbia.org. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Levy.